give your lips to me, for darling, that would be the final touch to my heart. You leave me breathless, that's all I can say. I can't say more because you take my breath away.
See, it's 13 minutes before 6 now, if I make myself clear. Incidentally, you're listening to Wake Up and Sing, a transcribed program coming to you from WJR, the Goodwill Station, in the Fisher Building, Detroit.
Yeah, go on.
You want me to just keep on sort of ad-libbing, huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
How's the situation? Well in hand?
Very good, very good.
Everything under control, huh?
Yeah.
I heard you mumbling down there during the last tune. What's trouble?
Why, seems like the nightman's gone to sleep out the transmitter and Carl Jenks is wide awake and up and at him this morning.
This going to sleep business, typical engineering, yep.
No, no, you see, we engineers differ from you fellas. We work. And when one works many hours, one gets very sleepy and very tired.
But what you mean is that you engineers, when you work, and when you sleep, and we sort of combine it. We sleep while we work, huh?
Well, I ain't a saying, but it would add up to that, possibly.
This Carl Jenks fella, say, he's good-looking, do you know it?
I know it.
Did you ever see him?
Yeah, oh, I've seen him.
I saw him the day that they caught him out there and put shoes on him because they were going to have visitors to the transmitter.
Yeah.
I saw him that day.
That's not a very nice thing to say this morning. He just got to work.
Well, if he could take that, why, he's all set for the rest of the day. The reason I feel that I can speak to him that way is that a very good friend of Bob Fiddler's, see? I understand Fiddler used to work with him.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know what Jenks would say to that, but you get his reaction and let me know. Maybe I won't visit the transmitter.
Okay, but he is better looking than you are.
Oh, that goes without saying. He wouldn't have to do much.
Oh, I know.
Say, how are the house tops coming in?
Why, fine. We've got a whole lot full of them now. How many photographs have you got made up yet?
I can't get anybody who wants to risk a camera.
Oh. Oh. Well, you've never told the ladies what you look like. I think that you should do that. You told them what I look like, and you've told them what Carl Jenks looks like.
This early in the morning, it's enough to scare anybody.
Well, it really doesn't have to be early in the morning, does it?
It is.
Well, all right. Some morning I'm going to tell the ladies and all the gentlemen what you look like.
That will be a day to regret in the history of the world. Something. Have another dedication here. Mr. and Mrs. Orville Williams of Romeo, Michigan, write in. Say, listen to the program every morning while they're eating breakfast. And let's see, we've been married 28 years, says today. That's the 28th wedding anniversary today. Want us to do a little tune for them. So I think we'll do Cabin of Dreams.
sun in the sky bids the daytime goodbye. Like the willows I sigh for my cabin of dreams. At the ending of day I start wending my way with a heart feeling gay to my cabin of dreams. Swinging down through the lane, tapping my window pane. When I open the door, I'm in heaven once more with the one I adore in my cabin of dreams.
See, 7 minutes before six. Subtract, 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 that makes it 5:53.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you think I figured those things out well this early in the morning?
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time, but you usually get there. Say, Carl said it's a good thing that Bob Fiddler isn't possibly listening in this morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because it'd be just too bad what he'd have to say.
I know Fiddler well enough to know that what he would say would be.
Yeah.
But I also know him well enough to know that he wouldn't be up this time.
Well,
heavens.
It's a surprise that you are, too.
It's
but,
a surprise that I'm up this early. I'll figure that out, but that doesn't sound very complimentary.
Well, it's all right.
Give me time to think, will you?
Okay.
A little swing tune coming up here with Alec Randolph and the boys. It's called Corrine Corrina.
Thank you.
Well, now let me see. 2.5 minutes left in the program, and I want to make a correction. It seems that Carl Jenks makes me a liar for 1 watt. Says we haven't got 50,000 watts this morning. We only got 49,999, as close as he can figure. All I got to say is get yourself out and hunt yourself up another watt. Gotta go. Here's Every Day's a Holiday. That's all there is this morning. See you all again tomorrow morning along about 5:30 with another Wake Up and Sing. We'll be hoping that you're all along at that time.
Yeah.
Go away, Harbush. This is WJR, the Goodwill Station, in the Fisher Building, Detroit.
Howdy, folks. This is the beginning of a new week. In fact, this is the beginning of the week of November 21st, 1938. This is Monday morning.